Good morning.
Good morning.
As many said our prayers in the table meeting, that this is not only the first day of the week, but the first day of the new year of 2023.
今天在饼杯桌子前有许多的祷告，今天不仅是一周的起始，也是新年的起始。
I assume that you guys.
我猜想大家。
I guess I assume you guys won't care too much about me saying a cheap greetings like Happy New Year to you or something like that for this particular morning.
我想大家一定不会在意我说，一些廉价的祝福，包括新年快乐。
Because like Paul says in 1 Timothy 2, verse 2,The only thing that could lead us a peaceable life is our prayers without ceasing.
就像保罗在提摩太书第二章第二节讲的，唯一能使我们引向基督的就是基督的平安。
So in this morning, my New Year's greetings to you all, including myself, is that I wish you a fruitful year of 2023 in prayers.
所以我今天向大家的希望就是希望我们在新的一年2023年里面在我们的祷告是一个有成果的祷告
prayers of intercession, supplication and giving of thanks
让我们为万人代求恳求为众圣徒祷告
It's also the wonderful time that we turn our calendar to refocusAnd to renew our commitment to our Lord Christ Jesus.
这是一个极佳的过程，就是我们可以重新来复位，让我们重新开始在我们的日历上复位，重新来追寻我们救主耶稣基督的过程。
Like the hymn song we just sing together this morning, this may be the year that more about Jesus, what I know, I love, and I serve.
就像这个诗歌我们刚才所唱的愿这一年可能成为我们更多认识基督更多爱基督更多服侍他的一年
A friend of mine who is in the real estate business told me
我有一个朋友是从事中介房屋中介的他告诉我
The most of his clients were easygoing when they were considering buying a new house
当他许多的客户当然他们要买房屋的时候他们的性情都比较容易 接触
But others were very tough to work with
但是其中有些客户就非常的难缠、
My friend called them the vision buyers
我的朋友就告诉我他们是看着以目视来买的客户。
Because they came with a clear mind of what kind of house they want to buy.
因为在他们的脑海里，他们有一个特殊的影像，就是他们知道他们想买什么样的房屋。
They would push you through very hard to meet their vision on location, style, or even the color painted on garage door.
所以当他在与中介一起合作买他们要想要的房屋的时候他们就会尽力的促使你达到他们的意愿不管是房屋的位置还是房屋的造型并且包括房屋里面油漆的颜色
But my friend told me that it was always more than happier for her to work with this kind of house hunting.
所以但是我的朋友就告诉我如果他与这样的客户打交道的话他会非常的高兴
Because the client knew what they want
因为他的客户知道他需要什么
And they would give all they have to achieve their goal
所以他们会尽力的来达到他的要求
So my dear brothers and sisters as we are facing the new year of 2023
弟兄姊妹们，我们现在迎接新的一年，2023年。
Do we have a clear mind for what we want and where we want to be as the Church of Christ Jesus?
我们作为耶稣基督的教会，我们的前途，我们想要达到一个什么样的目标呢
？What is our vision as God's children.
我们作为神的儿女们，我们的意向是什么呢？
And how we are going to achieve it in this troubled and difficult time.
在这个磨难的年日里面，我们怎么样才能达到我们所要想要达到的呢？
I would like to have you to turn your Bible with me to 1 Timothy.
我希望会众与我一起把圣经翻到提摩太前书第一章。
This is one of the Paul's last letters.
这个书信是保罗最后书信最后几卷书信之一。
So I believe it answers our questions we just asked about.
我相信在这几经经节里面能够回答我刚才问会众的问题。
Paul wrote this letter to his son in spiritual meaning.
保罗在给他的真儿子提摩太写这封信的时候，有他属灵的意义。
Which he called Timothy, my true son in the faith.
所以他称提摩太为他在真理里面的真儿子。
So to me, it is one of the greatest readings in the New Testament.
对我来说，这个是新约圣经研读里面最伟大的章节之一。
It tells about the time of transition.
在这些章节里面讲到了交接和转折。
From the first generation disciples to the second generation followers like Timothy.
从使徒的第一时代的使徒到第二时代的提摩太。
And to the generations after them like us in today.
甚至包括之后的使徒信徒们，包括我们。
It reminds me the Old Testament days of.Transition, like from Abraham to his sons and grandsons.
使我想起了在旧约里面的交接，包括亚伯拉罕给他的儿子和甚至他的后代。
Or from Moses to Joshua.
或者说是从摩西到约书亚。
From Samuel to David.
从撒母耳到大卫。
And from David to Solomon.
从大卫到所罗门。
Or from Elijah to Elisha,
甚至从以利亚到以利沙。
You name it.
你就数点吧。
We can say that the Revelation, the whole Bible, is composed by transitions from one generation to another generation.
我们可以看到，在整本圣经里面，有许多都在是讲从一个时代到另外一个时代的交接和转折。
And this letter also talks about how the young people
在这个书信里面也讲到了年轻的一代
The young people with no extensive experience and training
这个年轻的一代他们没有非常多的训练没有许多的经验
Not a so strong personality like Timothy
他们许多没有像提摩太一样有非常强壮非常强的品性
but they are caught up to take the baton of the testimony
但是他们被呼召来举起这个举起我们见证的火炬
the testimony which was committed to their forefathers like Paul, Peter, John
这个见证是交托给他们的父代，包括保罗和约翰，还有彼得。
As the new era coming,
当新的一代来临的时候
，they would carry it on when the older generation was about to fade away.
当老的一代将要过去、逝去的时候，新的一代必须接上这个见证的火炬。
So the word of God, according to His glorious plan, will keep on moving toward the final goal.
所以照着他荣耀的旨意，这个见证的火炬会一代一代的传下去。
We know this final goal is the day that our Lord comes.
直到那个终点，这个终点的日子就是我们的主耶稣基督再来。
So I have a burden for the young people sitting among us in this morning.
所以今天早晨我对年轻人的负担。
Guys, in 1 Peter 1:24 to 25,
在彼得前书第一章二十四节到二十五节里面讲到
，It says that the grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of God stands forever.
说到凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。
The older generation like us will eventually fade away as the years go by.
当父辈像我们这一代都会过去，我们的年日都会衰落。
But before we finish our race,
但是当我们打完我们当打的仗，
there's one thing we got to do together.
有一件事情我们必须一起同行。
Which is passing the torch of testimony from us to your hand.
就是把我们见证的火炬从我们的手中交到在你们的手中。
Guys, this is the letter that Paul wrote to Timothy talks about.
这个就是保罗要给提摩太所书信里所讲到的。
So I want to say that this letter is composed for both you and I.
所以我要说的是，这个书信不仅是对你们，包括对我一起讲的信息。
So let's read together and learn the lessons from it together.
所以让我们一起来读这些书信，让我们一同的学习。
I believe in this letter.There's a message that God wanted to spoke to both of us.
我相信在这个书信当中，神对我和你们都有要说的心意。
Would you please join me reading the word if you can, and then our sister will read the Chinese translation for us.
我邀请你一起与我同读圣经的经节，姊妹会之后读中文的翻译。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verses 18 through 19.
提摩太前书第一章十八到十九节。
This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected,Concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck.
提摩太书第一章第十八到第十九节。我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗，常存信心和无亏的良心。有人丢弃良心，就在真道上。如同船破坏了一般。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for today.
主，我们感谢你，为着今天感谢你。
For this first day of the week and the first day of the year of 2023.
我们为着今天是这一周的起始，为着今天是2023年的起始，感谢你。
Lord, we praise you that as The years go by, we understand that your love to us is deeper, sweeter, richer, and fuller.
主耶稣，我们知道随着年日的增长，我们知道你对我们的爱是更加的深厚、丰满。
Lord, we come together before your mercy seat.
主，我们早间一同来到你的施恩宝座面前。
We want to say that speak our Lord, your servant listen.
我们想对你说，主啊，请你说话，仆人静听。
We commit this time unto your hand.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Paul is a man of vision.
保罗是一个有异象的人。
From his very young age, he had set himself a goal of being a rabbi.
从他年幼的时候，他就立志作为一个拉比。
A Pharisee.
是一个法利赛人。
Which means a religious expert in serving his people.
意思就是说，来服侍他那个时代的人，作为一个 做一个宗教的学者。
Guys, we are pushing our kids running after the goals of the top schools, secure jobs, fame and pleasure.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是极力的帮助我们的孩子，让他们能够去最好的学校，有好的工作，有能够享乐。
Paul had rejected them all.
保罗甚至拒绝了这所有。
He turned to something with a higher standard, which is religion.
他把他所有的目标都建立在一个更高的层次里面，就是他的宗教。
So he followed a famous teacher for studying the Old Testament Bible.
所以他就随从了一个非常有名的宗教老师来研究旧约。
He tried with all his ability to keep every small letter from it.
他就尽他所有的来研读每一个细节。
So that once he could testify himself as the most advanced beyond his generation.
他可以被称为他那个同一时代的佼佼者，比他的同级更加的出色。
Today, as we are chasing after the higher standard in servingthe testimony.
今天我们却要来有更高的标准，好叫我们能够服侍。
Paul in his time was already there.
保罗在他的时代里面已经达到了他的所要的水平。
He achieved his goal.
他已经达到了他的目标。
He was truly a good young man.
他真的是一个非常杰出的年轻人。
Religious, passionate.Faithful according to his vision.
那根据他自己的意向，他已经成为一个非常有宗教信仰、非常热情，并且非常有信心的一个年轻人。
But you know what? Deep in his heart, there was a huge empathy.
但是在他内心的深处，确实有一个非常深的一个默然。
Like King Solomon once said, "Vanity, vanity, everything under this sun is vanity."
就像所罗门王曾经说过的，虚空，虚空，虚空，在日光之下没有心事，全是虚空。
Because he ran after a wrong goal.
因为他所追寻的是一个错误的目标。
Because his vision was religion, but not God.
所以，因为他所追求的意向是宗教而不是神。
So my dear young people, so we all running after something.
亲爱的年轻人，亲爱的朋友们，我们都在追寻一个东西。
But what is our goal?
但是我们的目标是什么呢？
What is your vision set for your life that you can lay your final satisfaction?
你的终极目标是什么？什么才能让你得到终极的满足？
Is it a college?
是你的大学吗？
Education?
是教育吗？
Job?
是你的工作吗？
Family?
还是家庭？
House?
是你的房子吗？
Where do you want to be that will eventually make your life meaningful and enjoyable?
什么才能使你的生活真正的让你享受你的生活呢？
I think these are the most important questions we need to answer.
我想这都是非常重要的问题，我们面对的必须要选择回答的。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
Man made mistakes.
人可以犯错。
But he's never giving them up.
但是神永远不会放弃人。
One day when Paul was in a business trip to a foreign city.
当有一天保罗在去一个异国他乡的路上，
Something happened to him that would change his life from bottom to top.
有一个事情彻底地改变了他整个的人生。
As we all know from Acts chapter 9,
我们都知道从使徒行传第九章，
When Paul was on the road not far to the city of Damascus,
我们知道当保罗走到快接近大马士革的时候，
He was going there for the business of persecuting the believers of Jesus over there.
他是在走在一条迫害信徒的征途上。
Suddenly, in the middle of the day,
在突然之间，
a great light shone upon him and make him falling to the ground.
一束大光照亮了他，使他击倒了他。
And from that great light, there came a voice to him.
从这个大光里有一个声音。
The voice was saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
这个声音在对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
This was the voice of our Lord Christ Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣基督在对他讲话。
And this became the turning point of Paul's life.
这个就成为保罗生命的转折点。
Because his eyes now were widely opened.
到这时候，他的眼睛就全部的睁开了。
So he understood that he had been chasing after a wrong goal, which would lead him a wrong end.
他就明白了，他一直在追随着一个错误的目标。这个错误的目标其实会导致他到一个错误的终点。
After this point of the road to Damascus,
到这一点，他在去大马士革的路上。
Jesus became his vision.
基督成了他的意象。
That he could press on toward it.
他可以一直的来追求基督。
So in Philippians 3:8, Paul said that my goal is Christ himself.
所以在腓立比书第三章第八节里面，保罗说到，我的目标就是基督自己。
For this vision, I would willingly suffer the loss of everything that, and count them as rubbish, and I may gain Christ.
为了这个终极的目标，保罗说到，他已经视万事为粪土，为了得着基督，他已经丢弃万事。
According to his vision,
根据他的意象。
He started three round trips of missionary and planted the church all over the map of the Roman Empire.
所以在他三次去传教的旅途当中，他在罗马遍地来栽种教会。
Then he made a trip to the city of Rome and stayed there for 3 years as emperor's prison.
所以当他最终到达罗马的时候，他在罗马的监狱里面狱监里面待了三年。
By the time he left there, almost the entire house of the emperor was converted to Christ Jesus.
当他在出监的时候，基本上整个狱卒里面的那些人都成为了转变成基督徒。
So now,He started a new trip to visit the churches that he had planted before.
这时候他来到要去一个另外一个地方，这个地方就是他以前所栽种教会的一个地方。
So on his way to Macedonia.
所以在他去马其顿的路上。
As he was writing this letter to Timothy.
他在给提摩太写这封信。
He realized.One important thing happened to his life.
他意识到在他生命中一个非常大的事情。
It is that this day for running after his vision were about to fade away.
他意识到他来在竞技场上追跑这个终极目标的日子将要近了。
Now we can say that he was reaching to a point of success according to his vision.
我们可以说，根据他的意向，在这个时刻，他已经基本上可以说是很成功了。
Like he says in 2 Timothy 4:7 that I have fought the good fight, finished the race, and have kept the faith.
就像他在提摩太后书，保罗在提摩太后书第四章第七节里面讲到，他已经打了美好的仗。跑了当跑的路。
Guys, does that mean the end of his vision from God for his life?
这个就说他已经结束了自己的征途吗？
Can he say that since I've kept my race throughout my life, both faithfully and successfully?
他可以说我已经跑完我当跑的路了，我非常的有信心，我守住了我的信。
So it's time for me to wash my hand.
我应该洗洗手就结束了。
To get out of the running field.
我就可以不再与这些事情有关了。
And to claim my reward in heaven.
我就可以到天堂上来领取我的奖赏了。
I guess he can.
我想他可以的。
For there's no one in the church history is more qualified to say so than he did.
因为在教会的历史上，没有一个比保罗更能有资格来领赏的。
But he didn't.
但是他没有。
Because Paul had a true vision.
因为保罗有真正的意象。
A true vision from the road to Damascus.
他的意象是从他去大马士革的路上一直坚持的。
So he didn't only focus on his generation and his works, but also the generations after him.
他不光是来为着他自己的这个时代和他自己的工作而努力，包括他下一个时代。
This vision brought him a clear picture.
他这个意象给他了一个清晰的画面。
A whole picture of God's work.
这个画面告诉他神的工作应该是怎么样的。
From the generations before him and to the generations after him.
从在他以前的世代一直到他之后的世代。
All the way to the day that our Lord Christ Jesus comes.
一直到我们主耶稣基督再来的日子。
So he understood that God's work upon him would keep moving on from his generation, his commissioning, and his accomplishment to the next generation.
他就知道神在他的心意上是不仅是他所有的成就和他所有的交托一直要持续到下一代。
In other words, in Paul's vision,
换句话说，保罗的意象。
The testimony of Christ is not only the past tense, but also the future tense.
我们对耶稣基督的见证不光是过去时，而且是将来时。
Guys, we're so blessed to be assembled in Christ according to His grace and mercy.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是如此的蒙福，我们可以在耶稣基督的恩典和怜悯里面聚集，作为一个教会。
But we got to maintain a clear mental picture that this assembly of Christ will never stick with one generation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们头脑里一定要有个清晰的图片，就是我们的聚会不是只是一个时代的聚会。
It must keep on moving on to tomorrow.
这个见证一定要持续下去，一直到明天。
To the day after tomorrow.
甚至到后天。
To all the way to the day he comes.
一直到耶稣基督再回来的日子。
So the testimony must be able to pass on from us to the younger ones.
所以基督的见证必须从我们传给我们下一代。
So guys, this is called the vision.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是意象。
And this is the vision that driven Paul to call his son Timothy up.
所以这个意象来驱使保罗能够激励他的儿子提摩太。
He called Timothy up to take the baton over from father's hand.
他激励提摩太从他的手中接下这个见证的火炬。
So in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 11.
所以在提摩太前书第一章第十一节。
He says that this glorious gospel was once committed to my trust.
就是这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音所说的。
But in verse 18.
但是在十八节
He says to Timothy that now the same charge I commit to you, my son Timothy.
他说我要将这命令交托给你我的儿子提摩太。
You know, today we talk a lot about vision.
你知道今天我们讲许多关于意象的事情。
Because we understand the vision is very important from Proverbs 29:18.
因为我们从
箴言二十九章第十八节知道我们的意向是非常主要的。
Everybody knows that it says that where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint.
我们知道箴言二十九章十八节说到民无意向就放肆。
The people here means God's people.
这里面的名是指神的子民。
So we understand very clearly that the church needs vision.
所以我们非常的清楚，神的教会需要意象。
Without the vision, the church will cast off restraint.
没有意象的话，神的子民，神的教会就会放肆。
But in the meantime, dear brothers and sisters,
但是同时，我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we seem to easily lose the balance regarding the vision.
我们似乎很轻易的就丢弃了这个意向的平衡。
The balance of the past and the future.
我们丢弃了意向的平衡，这个平衡是在过去和将来之间的平衡。
We tend to care too much about our generation.
我们总是非常的在意我们这个时代。
Our needs,
我们的需要
and our situation,
我们的光景
So oftentimes we leave the younger generation behind us and leave them alone.
我们经常就把我们年轻的一代丢在我们后面，就不管他们了。
Like Chinese always says, the children have their own blessings.
就像中国话所说的，儿女自有自己的福。
I want to share a true story from the Old Testament.
我想跟弟兄姊妹分享一个旧约里面真实的故事。
Our brother Chip had shared with us a couple of months ago, same story.
我们的弟兄Chat, 他和弟兄姊妹们分享过一样的故事。
In 2 Kings, chapter 20.
在列王记下第二十章。
King Hezekiah was sick and about to die.
西西家王他生病了，快要死掉。
So he cried before God from his bed for his sinfulness and the wrongdoings for all his years sitting on the throne.
所以他就在他的病榻上来向神哭诉，来悔改他的所有在当王位的时候所犯的一切的错。
We thank God because He is the God of mercy.
我们感谢神，神是一个有恩典、有怜悯的神。
So God saw His heart of true repentance and listened His prayer.
神听见了他悔改的声音，就应允了他。
Then God told the prophet Isaiah.
神就告诉先知以赛亚
，Go and tell Hezekiah.
去告诉西西家王。
You won't die, and I will add 15 years to your days.
你不会死，我会再给你加十五年的寿数。
And to save you and this city of Jerusalem from the hand of your enemy.
并且帮助你拯救你所在的城耶路撒冷，从你仇敌的手中拯救回来。
So soon the king recovered, and he made a long praise song to God.
所以不久，西西家王痊愈，他就为神做了一个非常长的赞美的诗歌。
It was truly a good praise from his heart.
真的是从他从心发自心底的赞美。
But then he went back to the old way, rebelled against God.
然后他又回到自己以前悖逆的光景。
So Isaiah came to rebuke him for what he was doing.
所以以赛亚 来责备他，他在做什么的时候
？And saying that if you keep on doing that，
并且告诉他，如果你继续这样做的话
，the generation after you will taste the fruit of a bitterness caused by your sinfulness and wrongdoings。
你的后代就会因着你所犯的罪来尝苦果。
And they will be captured.By the enemy to the foreign land.
他们会因着你被掳掠到异国他乡。
And your palace and the temple and the city of Jerusalem will become a flag ground.
你所在的王宫、圣殿、耶路撒冷城都会被夷为平地。
You all know what happened.
你知道之后发生了什么？
To our surprise,
令我们惊奇的是，
King Hezekiah talked back, saying,
西西家王竟敢回嘴说，
I don't care about my son and grandson after me.
我才不管我的孩子，我的孙子辈，他们会怎么样。
As long as I have the 15 years of a blessing and peace, it's way good enough.
只要我有十五年的寿数，得享平安，就已经很知足。
Guys, 15 years after,
弟兄姊妹们，十五年之后，
the Babylonian army came to capture the city of Jerusalem and destroy the temple.
巴比伦王就来到耶路撒冷城。完全毁坏了圣殿。
Most importantly, the lampstand of the testimony was moved away.
最主要的一点就是见证的灯被挪走了。
You know, my heart was broken when I was reading the news saying that the one church building in London.
你知道我的心非常的忧伤，当我知道读到一个故事，关于伦敦的一间教会。
This church building that was the greatest, that the great English preacher Charles Spurgeon used to preach there about 200 years ago.
这个庞大的教会，在许多年之前，斯布珍在里面讲道。
It was recently sold to the local Muslim community.
在不久之前已经被卖给穆斯林社团。
Because of the shrinking size of the original congregation.
因为聚会的人数骤然减少。
The price was very cheap.
卖的价钱非常的低。
Guys, I know it's a heartbroken question.
弟兄姊妹们，我知道这是一个令人心酸的问题。
But I still want to ask you, include myself.
但是我依然想要问你们，包括也问我自己。
What about this church we are sitting here in this morning in next 15, 25 or 50 years?
那我们现在所在的这个教会呢？就是我们现在聚集的教会，在十五年之后、二十年之后，甚至三十年之后，会怎么样呢？
Do we have a vision for it?
我们对这个教会有没有一个意向呢？
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
isn't the time for us to think it over again?
是不是这个时候我们应该重新的思索？
And to pray about it.
来认真的祷告。
That what is our vision all about?
我们的意向到底是什么呢？
What does a true vision contain?
一个真正的意向包括什么呢？
Does it contain just for one generation?
这个意向只是一个世代吗？
Do we just care our generation?
我们只是在意我们这个时代吗？
If we can do the good things for the testimony, that's way good enough for us.
我们如果能够为我们这个世代来举好见证的火炬，这已经很好。
Are we going to keep the baton, but never ready to pass it on?
我们一直要举起我们的火炬，我们有没有准备好来把这个火炬传接下去呢？
Are we going to give a long and a good praise to God, but for what He has blessed and committed to our trust?
我们是不是也可以在神面前因着他对我们的对我们，我因着我们的侍奉和事工，能够给他一个很长的赞美呢？
But in the meantime, we just maintain an attitude as the king, the attitude of King Hezekiah.
但是同时在我们的里面，我们保存着像西西家王一样的心态。
Saying like, why should I worry about the city, the temple, the people after my generation?
好像在对自己说，我们为什么要在意下一代呢？我们为什么要在意下一代会发生什么？对于我们的圣殿，我们的人会发生什么呢？
Do Do we have a clear mind for what we want and where we want to be as the testimony of Christ?
作为耶稣基督的见证，我们的教会的目标是什么呢？
I hope we can find our answers in this wonderful letter that Paul had written to Timothy in about 2,000 years ago.
我希望我们能够从保罗在2000年之前给提摩太的书信里面找到答案。
Let's go to the Bible readings for today.
让我们今天再读一些圣经的章节。
What exactly was the charge that Paul was committing to his spiritual son Timothy?
当保罗要把这个教会交托给他的儿子提摩太的时候，这是什么样的教会呢？
First, in verse 18, he says to Timothy that for the testimony, you got to keep a fighting spirit like a soldier.
他说，我将这命令交托你，教你可以打那美好的仗。
Some of God's children may keep the mentality that the gospel of Jesus Christ has so sweet taste.
我们中许多人认为神的福音是如此的甘甜。
It brings us the blessings from above with health and wealth to our earthly life.
我们认为神会从天上来赐福我们，包括我们的身体和财产。
And we have a plus, the eternal life in heaven.
我们况且还有我们的在天上的永生。
And the plus and at the plus, we also have the blessing of spiritual gifts among God's people.
同时，我们还有在神子民里一切属灵的祝福。
But we tend to drift away from the very basic truth about our faith.
但是我们好像就漂移走了我们自己本身的这个理念和信心。
The truth is that we are in the battlefield since the first day we were born in Christ as a brand new creature.
我们当作为一个新的生命，从我们初认识耶稣基督的日子起，我们就已经忘记了，我们就像一个士兵。
When Paul passing his baton over to Timothy,
当保罗把他的火炬传给提摩太的时候
，It's not a sugar-coated baton.
它不是上面装满糖的一个火炬。
The baton of a spirit of a soldier.
而是一个士兵的火炬。
An American gospel preacher Billy Graham.
一个美国布道家 Billy Graham 说过。
He once said the Christian life is not a playground but a battlefield.
说到，基督徒所在的场所不是一个游戏场，而是一个战场。
In Ephesians 6, Paul tells us.
在以弗所书第六章，保罗告诉我们。
That all the spiritual gifts given to us from God are not the baby toys to play with.
神所给我们的所有的属灵的祝福不是像玩具一样可以玩的。
But the weapons we use to wage the war against the spiritual force of darkness.
而是属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的征战。
Guys, for the vision of testimony of Christ.
弟兄姊妹的位置地，耶稣基督的见证的意象。
Nothing could be accomplished without the fighting spirit.
如果我们没有征战的态度的话，什么也不能成就。
We got to fight for what we believe.
我们必须为着我们所信的来征战。
We got to fight for what we proclaim.
我们必须为着我们所宣称的来征战。
And even for what we enjoy in Christ, we got to fight for it.
甚至我们在耶稣基督里面一切的享受，我们都要为此征战。
So Paul used a military term here to pass the baton to the younger generation like Timothy.
所以保罗在这里用军事用语说到传接这个火炬给年轻的一代。
He says this charge.I commit to you, my son Timothy.
他说我要将这命令交托给你，我的儿子提摩太。
My dear young peoples.
我亲爱的年轻人们。
Your school year And your classroom from middle school all the way to graduate school.
你所有在校的年日，从你初中一直到你上学毕业。
It is the way. It is indeed a battlefield.
其实全都是你征战的年日。
If you ever want to claim that you are a child of God in following the Lord of Christ, Lord Christ Jesus.
如果你要想说你是耶稣基督的。信徒的话
If we dismiss this spiritual soldier in us,
如果我们从里面没有这个耶稣基督精兵的灵
then we won't be able to move a half step further.
我们半步也不能前进
If we want to seek a strong faith and a love in Christ,
如果我们要想在基督里面有坚定的信和爱的话
But we keep ourselves in a playground setting.
我们还以为我们自己在游戏场上。
With a playground attitude.
以为以游戏场的态度。
I'm sorry to tell you that we are in the wrong place.
我非常的遗憾地告诉你，你在错地方了。
But the problem of the church in today.
但是今天教会的问题是什么呢？
We have too much.Playground attitude and playground mindsetting.
我们脑子里面的意识和我们的态度都是以为我们在娱乐场里。
If we make a mistake,
如果我们犯了错误
or we will say tomorrow will come.
我们就会说明天是新的一天。
Tomorrow is the better day.
明天会更好。
Guys, this is a playground attitude.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个游戏场的态度。
It's time for us to rise.
该是我们起身的时候。
To rise as a soldier with a fighting spirit.
我们必须站起来，有一个战士的心态。
If we fail in the spirit,
如果我们在没有这个准备好装备成为精兵的态度，
we will eventually fail in the testimony.
我们就不会有见证。
You know, my son Leon shared with me when he came back from Christmas break last week.
上周当我的儿子利恩从回家的时候来度圣诞节的时候
that during this year,
这一年他跟我分享到这一年
he joined a group with brothers and sisters from his church.
他与他教会的一群年轻人聚集
to reach out to the young students on campus.
他们一起来事工，来服侍那些在校园里面的年轻人。
And they have won about 120 lost souls for Christ for this year.
他们已经为着基督赢得了120个灵魂。
And he testified that they got to fight for everything.When they are going to the campus,
他就向我做见证说，只要他要去校园的时候，他们就要做好准备，为一切征战。
Sometimes he got to fight with his own laziness because they would have a gospel event right after he came back from work.
那有的时候他要与自己的懒惰所征战，因为。他工作完之后就会有一个福音的聚会。
Sometimes they got to fight for the needs of a prayer.
有的时候他们要为祷告而征战。
You know, naturally, we don't want to spend the time in prayer.
天然人说我们不愿意花时间在祷告上。
They got to fight for it.
你必须为此而征战。
They remind each other before the gospel event begins.
当福音的这些活动开始之前，他们就彼此的提醒。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
But there always a voice come out.
总会有一个声音出来。
We're out of time. We're running out of time.
我们没时间了，没时间了。
So just you guys just shorten your prayers.
让你们的祷告更加简短一些。
And sometimes they got to fight for their faith.
有的时候他们甚至为他们的信心而征战。
Because they often were situated in a terrible situation.
因为经常的时候他们的情况很糟糕。
When the gospel event was going on.
当这个福音的活动在举行的时候
they were often surrounded by Mormons, Jehovah Witness, Atheists, the Liberalists, the pointing finger at them.
周围有许多的敌对的声音，包括从摩门教、耶和华见证会，还有其他的自由派人士和无神论者。
But by the end of the conversation, he told me that we have won about 120 lost souls for the Lord.
但是在最后他告诉我说，爸爸，我们为了神营救了120个灵魂。
So I praise to the Lord that the young generation like Leon, he is.
所以我就为着这个新的一代像利恩这样的孩子会感谢神。
He still has a lot to learn.
他有许多还要学的。
Lot to experience.
还要许多经历许多。
Like the song we just sing together this morning.
就像今天早晨我们一起唱的诗歌一样。
It is sung for his generation.
是为他们这一代的一个诗歌。
More about Jesus, I learn, I love, I serve.
更多的认识基督，更多的服侍他，更多的知道他。
But he got the chance to learn the lesson of how to keep the fighting spirit.
但是他有机会知道怎么样保持一个征战的态度。
Second in verse 19.
第二点在第十九节
Paul says to Timothy that in order to take over the baton you got to keep a good faith
保罗告诉提摩太说如果能够为了能够接住这个见证的火炬你必须要有无愧的良心
The word good here good faith
和无畏长存信心和无愧的良心这里的信心
The word good here in original language has a strong sense of quality.
在这里面讲到长存信心，在原文里面有说的很坚定的好的性格。
So this quality will be able to support and sustain our efforts in whatever the situation we are.
这个好的品行的质量可以帮助我们一直坚持到底。
You know, oftentimes we are so easily to be influenced.
你知道我们每个人都非常的容易被其他人所影响。
To be influenced by the changing situations around us.
非常的容易被我们周遭环境的变换所影响。
Sometimes the situation of health, family, job, sometimes the situations of education, so and so.
我们所被许多的事情所影响，包括我们的健康、我们的家庭、我们的工作，甚至教育环境，我们都会受到影响。
Then we seem to lose the confidence step by step.
好像我们一步一步的就没有信心了。
And finally, we come to a conclusion that it's impossible for us to win the fight.
到最后我们可能就有一个结论说我们真的不可能赢得这场征战
A brother recently he called me from a far city
有一个弟兄从很远的城市给我打电话
he went there for reach the lost souls like for 5 years ago
五年前他去另外一个异地去传福音
He said, brother, you know, the day for me now is like a Don Quixote to fight, fight with the mules.
What's Don Quixote to fight the mules?
唐吉诃德。
对我来说，我每天所做的工作就像唐吉诃德。
So I asked him, do you still have the confidence to win the fight?
我问问他说你还有没有这个信心来征战得胜呢
He said about 60%
他说大概60% 60%
But Paul says to Timothy
但是保罗告诉提摩太
You are committed to a fight
你现在已经被交托在这个战场上
It is a fierce fight
是一个非常激烈的征战。
But you are going to win it over, no matter what happens to you.
不管你怎么样，这场征战一定会得胜。
Because it is called the good fight through a good faith.
因为这场征战得胜，是因为你有一个好的，有一个坚长存的信心。
In John 16:33,
在约翰福音，33, 三十三章里面讲到。
16章33节。
16章33节。
Jesus said to his followers that you got to be good cheer, for I have already overcome the world.
他说，你们因为我已经战胜了这个世界。
Guys, notice here that Jesus said this even before he went to the crucifixion on the cross.
他说是你们在我里面有平安，在这个世界上虽然有苦难，但是我已经胜了世界，甚至在他去十字架之前。
This is the solid rock that we stand for the good faith.
这个就是我们信心的根基，就是我们坚固的磐石。
It is His quality over ours.
是他一切的品行所做成的，不是我们的。
It is the heavenly quality over the earthly.
是属天的品行，而不是属地的。
Guys, if we keep Christ in the center of our life, then we will have a capital letter G-O-O-D faith in us.
所以如果我们一直保持在以基督耶稣为中心，那么我们所有的信心就是神所要的持久的长存的信心。
Let's look at the end of verse 18.
让我们看到十八节的结尾。
Paul says that this charge I committed to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you.
他说我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言。
Okay, what are these prophecies exactly?
这些预言指的是什么呢？
What Paul was talking about?
保罗指的是什么呢？
Well, for the long story short, the word prophecies here means the word of God.
长话短说，这里面的预言是指神的圣言。
According to Paul's other letters, like 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1,
就像神在哥林多前书第十四章第一节里面讲到的。
Paul said, "When the apostles speak the truth of God among God's people."
当保罗说，神，圣徒们在说神的圣言。
They actually prophesy as the prophets.
就是做先知讲到的，就像在先知书，在先知预言一样。
So we know that the whole book of New Testament is the word of God that He's spoken through the apostles to the church.
我们知道整本新约圣经都是神藉着他所有的使徒来对我们讲话。
Guys, oftentimes we give our ears to the word of to the words of earthly resources.
弟兄姊妹们，我们通常经常去把自己的经常会受这些外界的影响。
We listen to physician doctors.
我们听医生所讲的。
We listen to the classroom speeches by the college professors.
我们听教授或者老师所讲的。
We come to experts or even our parents.
我们听所有有关专家所讲的，甚至听我们父母亲所讲的。
Hope their opinions will help us making up our minds.
希望征得他们的建议，好叫我们能够做决定。
But we forgot to turn to the word of life.
但是我们忘记了来转向生命的话语。
And the word of truth.
这个话语也是真理的话语。
So of course we often suffered.The emptiness to our faith.
所以我们经常就没有一个真实的信心。
Guys, I want you to think about young Timothy.
弟兄姊妹们，我真的希望你能够想想提摩太，年轻的提摩太。
He was now serving the testimony of Christ in the church of Ephesus.
他是在以弗所来侍奉神的教会。
It wasn't an easy job for him to do it.
对他来说真的是有点难度。
Do we know what is the church of Ephesus?
我们知道以弗所的教会是什么样的教会呢？
It was the most experienced church in the first century.
是在神第一世纪里面最有经验的教会。
You know that many people could offer the so-called spiritual advice to Timothy.
在教会里有许多人可以给提摩太提供属灵的建议。
Many people will offer their story to Timothy saying that, you know, when I worked with Paul.
许多人能够告诉提摩太一些建议，包括说当我和保罗一起工作的时候。
Many people can come to Timothy with a qualification like saying, kids, listen to me.
有许多的人可以来到保罗面前，有许多的人可以来到提摩太面前，以为自己很有资格告诉提摩太说，孩子，听我。
And taught him how to run the church.
告诉给他建议，让他知道怎么样来经营这个教会。
This is the same way Paul, Peter, and John run this church.
这个就是保罗、彼得和约翰，他们怎么样来经营这个教会。
This is the church Timothy now is serving the testimony of Christ.
在这个教会里，提摩太要持续为耶稣基督做见证。
You know, for who he's going to listen to.
他听谁的呢？
On the other hand,
在另外一方面，
the city of Ephesus was also the most paganist city at his time.
在当时的时代，以弗所教会是一个充斥偶像的地方。
So there seemed so many ways for young Timothy could turn for solutions.
那在这样的环境当中，提摩太有各种各样的方向可以转去来寻求答案。
But in his first letter to Timothy,
但是在他为提摩太所写的第一封书信中，
Paul said to him,
保罗告诉他说，
Young Timothy,
提摩太，年轻的提摩太，
You got to close your ears.
你必须要闭耳不听。
You got to close your eyes.
来闭眼不看。
And close your lips to all these man-made wisdom and knowledge.
不要听从这些所谓人所有的智慧和知识。
So that you will be able to keep them open, to keep yourself open to the truth of God.
好叫你自己对神的真理是敞开的。
You got to let the word of God speak directly to your mind and your heart.
这样你可以让神的话语直接地说到你的心里面，说到你的灵里。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is called the good faith.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是无伪的信心。
And Paul says to Timothy, you got to keep it in this way.
保罗告诉提摩太说，你就要这样做。
One of my favorite songs in the church hymn book is I Press On by Sister Margaret Barber.
在教会的诗歌本里面，我有一个诗歌特别喜欢，就是Barber 姊妹所写的，何寿恩姊妹，她写的我直跑。
I thank Brother Zhou Jun helped me to find with the number 267.
是我们的弟兄帮助我找着，他是第267首。
Our sister says in this song,
我们的姊妹和寿恩姊妹在这首诗歌里面讲到，
Sometime we got to keep ourselves blind, deaf and dumb in order to keep the good faith and press on.
有许多的时候我们必须学会塞耳哑口闭眼，好叫我们在属灵的征战上有无伪的信心。
Third in verse 19.
在
Third.
The third standard?
The third point.
第三点。
In verse 19.
在第十九节里面。
Paul says to Timothy that you got to keep a good quality of conscience in the work of the Holy Spirit in you.
保罗对提摩太说，你必须要在圣灵在你的里面工作里面保持无愧的良心。
for we are running out of time for this morning.
我们基本没有时间来详细的讲这个。
And I also want to save this part to share with our young brothers and sisters, both the middles and the high schoolers in their class on the last Sunday of this month.
我也想在这个月的最后一个周日的时候与初中生和高中生一起分享这最后一段无愧的良心。
I believe the good quality of conscience is one of the key issues they got to face in today's age.
我相信为了能够面对今天的这个年日的挑战，保持一个无愧的良心是至关重要的。
I just want to say a few words here about this word conscience.
我只是想大略的讲一讲几句关于这个这里所说的良心。
I think one of the most neglected subjects in our life for pursuing the testimony for Christ is our conscience.
我相信在我们追随主耶稣基督日子里面，我们通常会忽视这个良心。
To be honest with you, I heard enough comments saying that we are all just big mouth talker instead of walking the faith through our daily life.
告诉你实话，经常有人会说我们只会张大嘴讲话，却不知道实际行动。
Dear brothers and sisters, conscience is very important for us to keep our vision and to run after it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们保持这个无愧的良心是至关重要，好叫我们来追寻我们这个见证的意向。
It is very important for us to win the warfare for the testimony of Christ.
对于我们在这场为基督做见证的征战当中是至关重要的，是为能够得胜至关重要的一点。
Otherwise, like Paul says here, we will suffer the shipwreck concerning the faith.
否则，就像在这里说的。保罗说，如果我们没有这个良心的话，就像在征道上如同船破坏了一样。
Please pay your attention that conscience is a big word in Paul's first letter to Timothy.
弟兄姊妹们特别要注意，在这里所说的良心是一个非常重要的字眼。
We thank God this word is repeated for numerous times through all the six chapters of this letter.
我们知道在这个书卷里面这个良心这个字眼重复了许多遍。
So we will have chance to touch this word again with details.
我们之后会有一些分享，会详细的讲到这个关于良心。
I pray that the Lord will have mercy and peace upon me and many of us as well.
我祷告说求主继续的帮助我们，包括我和许多的人。
For our family members are undergoing a threatening situation in China now.
包括我们家人在中国在经历许多非常艰辛的环境。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
We commit your word up unto your hand.
我们把今早的这些话语，你所说的话语，交托在你的手中。
For the word you spoke to our heart.
为着你对我们心里所讲的话。
We pray that you will make us and to alive upon this word.
我们祷告这些话在我们的里面是活泼的。
We thank you for the time you give us.
我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.